that magical time in our lives where we were told that we were only allowed to purchase two rolls of toilet paper, Curtis? Remember that? Remember those days?
Oh, I mean, I have to tell you, when the whole world distanced by 6 feet based on nothing, a random arbitrary distance created, I think, in Australia by a teenager.
Great piece of work by my guy, Stiz Grimey.
Oh. That slaps.
You never heard
it. I never heard it.
You weren't on the show during the pandemic.
No, I wasn't.
You did not hear that excellent.
Stiz is the guy.
Excellent.
Stiz
work
is talent.
By Stiz he Grimey, is by yes far and away the most talented producer in Boston radio. What?
Shyness right there.
No, it's a different kind of talent to, okay, to put that together.
That's cool. Different type of talent.
Sorry, it's still a shot at Ken, too. So
of course. That was really the main.
And you can hear him on, he's producing the afternoon show, I think, a few days a week currently. My guy, Stiz Grimey. So.
Correct.
All right. Back to the rest of the news on a Patriots Friday.
The first ever commercial private spacewalk happened yesterday. This seems like big news, and this was the first I've heard of it.
It really is it, though? I mean, I guess.
Commercial?
I guess.
Yeah,
so this now is, you could buy your way. This dude's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's a tech billionaire. His name's Jared Isaacman. Okay. He was part of the crew members of the Polaris Dawn mission. They suited up in some SpaceX gear.
How much did it cost?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I think on Kayak he got a deal.
Did he get in a fight with the flight attendant before getting on the spacecraft or no?
I think
that's
he
only in the airports.
Yeah, that's only in the airports. But we have some audio of this going down.
The hatch is open on Dragon. First view from a helmet cam.
This is Jared now egressing through the forward hatch of Dragon Resilience.
Egressing. Get over it.
Of the first ever commercial spacewalk.
Back at home, we all have a lot of work to do, but from here, EarthServe looks like a perfect world. SpaceX DB1. That's for the huge team effort that it took to get us to this point. We know it's just the start.
Estimate is in the hundreds of millions.
So he's just
that it cost?
Yep.
I have to
hundreds?
Say,
so according to Sky, which is the news and entertainment company in England, a country I used to live in, he refused to say how much he's paying for the missions, but they are believed to have cost hundreds of millions of dollars based on Crew Dragon's roughly $55 million per seat price for other space flights.
So he just walks in space? Is that what the whole thing
is? Yeah. You float out there for a little bit. If you had the FU money, I guess you'd probably do it.
I would have no interest, but watching that, listening to that, I had goosebumps. So that
really?
Was, I thought that was cool. That line that he gave, he must have thought very long and hard of what he was going to say.
What's cool about it?
You're not Neil Armstrong, dude.
I would absolutely do it. If I had that kind
of
money,
I mean, but
100%.
So just to be in space, the cool thing?
Well, to see the world from space, I think, is
it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, I would try and find happiness here.
It's not impressive to Wiggy because he's that high every day.
Hey!
No, I'm just not. I'm like, my nerdism doesn't go to that level.
Weed is legal.
You hate nerds.
No, I don't hate nerds.
Yeah,
but
you do.
No.
You
were all over Santo and Courtney last night for going to a Harry Potter
because your nerdism is like next level. Like, come on, you're a grown ass man.
You were bullying Santo.
Well,
yeah,
let's
you were.
Be honest.
I wasn't bullying.
Yeah,
wasn't
you told there. You told me he has the swirl.
Yeah, well, I wasn't bullying
sorry
him.
Sorry that he's comfortable with his sexuality and his manhood.
I wasn't bullying him. I said,
you like Marvel. Like, what's the difference?
Because Marvel's cool.
What are you? You've never seen a Harry Potter movie. You thought it was about, like, magicians.
Wizards and magicians.
No, there's no magicians.
Is that the one with Daniel Radcliffe in it?
Yes.
Like, Marvel's cool. Superman, the Hulk. You know, is he a wizard or a magician? Captain America. Like, that's cool. As kids, we grew up on that. We're like, you know, Transformers.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Right.
That Harry Potter.
These Dungeons and Dragons, like,
Dungeons
come on.
Dungeons and Dragons? That's not Harry Potter.
But no, but it's weird wizardry
it's
stuff.
It's not weird.
It is odd for a 40 or 35-year-old man to be into Harry Potter.
It's not odd.
Now another one.
It is.
And Santo is far better looking, far more of a man, far more successful than I'll ever be.
When I tell you, two of my best friends, who you both know, Sarah McMahon, Rachel Holt, both husbands and new fathers, congratulations, both obsessed with Harry Potter.
Nerds
no,
to another
it's a
level.
Generation.
It's the biggest. It's the biggest green flag.
Yes. Biggest green flag. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Shine spot on.
Do they wear the pointy hats and dress up and go, ooh, abracadabra?
Yeah. Thank and you to like, Hancock, New Hampshire.
Stop it.
Wiggs is a grown man smoking weed and playing COD.
So
now
what's
that
wrong
there's
with that?
Anything wrong
yes.
What's
a COD? Lot of adults Call of Duty.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a video game. A lot of like
no, it's Catch of the Day.
Right. It's a generational
it's
thing.
Not a
no. It's not a generational
yes.
thing.
If it came out when you were
I grew up in that era
no,
of
No, you didn't.
When did Harry Potter come out?
It's well, the books came out when I was in elementary school.
Okay, so it didn't come out recently.
Right.
No,
so,
I know, but I'm like, saying like, it's a childhood thing for us. Like it's a sense of comfort for us because we grew up with the books.
Right. So did the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
The first book was 97.
What was the movie? There was a movie, Greg, that came out like a wizard movie with a giant like lion that talked.
Wizard of Oz?
No, the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah. Both play.
I don't know, but there
C.S.
were
Lewis, great books.
There were plenty of nerd like, wizard
Lee
movies.
Is always he's like, "Hey man, what's that movie with like the lion?
Is that the Chronicles of Narnia?"
Yes, maybe that might be it.
But that's were, Lion, the Witch,
yeah,
the Wardrobe.
Chronicles of Narnia, man.
There were my point.
Aslan, dude.
There was
that
plenty.
Guy was awesome.
Anybody got any Fritos?
There were plenty of corny wizard movies
this
when I was a
corny.
Kid. When that I grew up, that I was like, "Oh, this is cool!" Like fantasy land movies when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
but. As a 40-year-old adult male, I'm not going.
You're like, into superheroes.
I like movies, but guess what? I'm not going to, where did you go?
To an exhibition.
I'm not going to a Marvel exhibition to look at figurines.
Oh,
we didn't go,
Superman's
there were no
cape.
Figurines. It was just cool to go see some of the set of the our favorite movies. Like, I don't
That's
see...
That's nerdish when it's
okay.
a wizard movie.
No, I'm so sorry, Wiggy. You came across so bad yesterday where you were like, oh, I play football and I went to Georgia.
Well, I didn't
and
say
I played
play football.
No, you were just
I play
so
Call
like,
of Duty.
Oh, I'm a man.
That's a, Call of Duty's
like,
a man game. Hey, don't knock our military,
do
Courtney.
Not, also, don't come at her husband.
Yeah.
I said,
you better watch your mouth.
I
and
like
I walked
Santo.
Away.
You walked away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, did we just say Call of Duty's a man's
yes.
game?
Yes. I like Santo.
I played Call of Duty when I was like 12.
Yeah, yeah it is.
I like,
it's so realistic.
I like Santo.
Sometimes
I'm
yeah,
trying
I
to help him.
I feel like I'm actually on the battlefield.
I stormed the beaches Sometimes. Of Normandy.
Yeah, the nine-year-olds tossing around Militar. Stars is
please,
really adult. Yes.
Kalina, please don't bother me. I'm playing Call of Duty.
Yes.
We're under an ambush.
That's it. We got to flank the front, Curtis.
Hey, Rob Ninkovich, I just bought 7 skins on Call of Duty.
You know cost what? Me $200.
Way more men are into Call of Duty than Wizard World over
Disagree.
There.
Disagree.
I doubt
Stop it.
Stop it. Disagree. I doubt it.
Dressing up like, you know, like a witch and going to stand in yeah. a line.
No one dressed up.
Yes.
Women dressing as witches is hot.
No, I didn't say women. I said men dressed up.
We did not dress up.
They don't dress as witches. They dress
no, but
as wizards.
They look like wizard gear with the pointy hat.
Courtney, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
If Santo did the light, what is it, lightsaber? The thing from
yeah. Star Wars.
If
Star
he
Wars.
Did that and dressed up like Darth Vader, would you think that was cool?
Well, no, I'm not a Star Wars fan.
No, I know. I'm asking you.
Yeah, if, no, I wouldn't.
Okay, so what's the difference?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
We didn't dress up.
But you went to go see. Oh, so what if Santo?
If you went to a Star Trek convention.
Yes.
Ooh, that's much different than an exhibition.
What's the difference?
How?
Stop it.
A convention's like all day, you know, you fly somewhere. We got invited to go to
you,
this.
You
so
went to New York to see a play.
Right.
Well, we went to New York and saw the play while
so
we were there.
You
okay.
Went, you went to the Museum of Science and
appreciate
walked,
the arts.
Walked through a room that had wands, wizard hats,
right, lightsabers,
wizard
that type
capes,
of thing,
right. Mm. And that's and then talk to other people. Ooh, do you remember book 14 of Harry Potter? When
I think
your issue is really books.
When Gargamel,
you don't like people who read.
No, I got no issue.
Well, books are obsolete.
Listen, Greg, I got no problem with people that read books, but the grown man that's like. Into wizardry.
So you don't like Game
wizard
of Thrones dream. Either? You wizard. Don't think that's cool?
Like, I think people who watch Game of Thrones and like the show is cool. But if you're dressing up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say if you did a newsletter.
If you're dressing up to go see a
Curtis,
Game of Thrones
you better
play.
Sit down right now.
If you're
you
writing,
better sit your ass
Curtis,
down right
if
now.
If you are a grown man who works a very good job and you take an hour out of your day to write a 10-page newsletter to send to people.
Which was very well received by everybody that got
Under
it.
It was. It was very well written.
Yeah. Thank you, Shia.
Yeah. You subscribed to
yeah.
the
Yeah, of course
the,
I did.
Game,
as soon as I found out he
Thrones
did one, I literally said to
yes.
Courtney, I'm like, you need to put me on the email.
I also like, I mean, the people in the chat, if I don't stand up for Santo or I bring up a joke that happened between me and him, they're like, you're a bitch. He should divorce you. Now I'm standing up for my man after Wiggy called him not a man, and they're like, Courtney, stop it.
Under the name.
Well, I can't win with you people.
Under the name of White Raven. Isn't he like a, yes. Doesn't he work at like a very like prestigious.
Yeah, he has a very big job.
Firm.
Yeah.
And he's, for an hour, he's like.
He does it after hours.
And then he's like.
He does it at work.
No, he doesn't do it at work. He does it after hours.
And it's, but it's like 10 pages.
Yeah.
And it goes out. And it's
it's called having a hobby. You should try.
He's like huge scoop.
Yes,
I've got a giant Game of Thrones scoop.
Yes.
It'll be in the newsletter next week.
Yes.
Spoiler alert: Jon Snow didn't die.
Where were you
Sandra's
at again?
Gonna,
what was the convention?
It was an exhibition yes. At Cambridge Side. I highly recommend if you like Harry Potter.
I was at this exhibition, and I got some interesting news about Game of Thrones. Hold on. Let White Raven get to it.
Does he ever refer to himself third person-wise as the White Raven?
Right.
Like, does he ever come home from work and say, huh, let me tell you something, the White Raven is horny.
Right.
Yeah.
He does that. Oh, he goes all Shannon Sharp.
That is a great drop Greg gave us. Thank you.
Santo's going Shannon Sharp. It's White Raven. Say it. Say it, Courtney.
Yep.
White Raven. Say it. I want you to say it sexier. Bow to White Raven.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to put a magic spell on you.
I mean, and Shime, you should have seen. It was like we had this conversation. I start walking away. Wiggy thinks I'm gone, and he keeps going with the people around him. I said, I come back. I said, are you for real?
Yes. Well, you're asking Shime. Shime's the biggest goofy nerd out there who will dress up like that with the, you know, pointy hat.
You're damn right.
And walk around with the wand and casting spells.
I will say this in defense of Courtney. It does feel like whenever Wiggy and Courtney are at a public event, Wiggy attacks.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
It was Harry.
No.
In saying front I'm of pregnant. Other
people. No, yep. I didn't say you're pregnant. You said that.
Well, I'm not, so I don't know why I would ever say that.
You
said it.
You were like, oh, I can't drink.
Because I was getting married.
No, you was like, I can't drink.
Correct.
I'm not drinking for a while.
Because I was getting married.
And then we would talk, you might have been talking about some of your friends that were pregnant. It's like, oh, damn, Courtney, you're not drinking? I just asked the question. I asked you, Courtney, I never talk behind your back. Believe that. I like Santo. What I'm trying to do is
he doesn't need any help.
Yeah, but he's getting thrown in the Shime category.
You do not want to hear this from Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you? What's just up? An opinion, but grown men, Harry Potter, betas all the way.
Betas?
Oh,
betas, you couldn't be more
not
wrong.
Alphas, betas.
I don't know.
You couldn't be more wrong, ma'am.
Harry Potter, grown men, betas.
Really?
Betas. Yep.
Spend one night with Santo, Sandy. Yeah. You'll be talking a different tune.
You loaning out your husband
singing
now?
A different tune. Oh. Shoot. I almost
is
had it.
Is it Santo or is it the White Raven that she has to spend the night with?
Either way.
I'm trying to help Santo.
He doesn't need any help.
Courtney, he went. Listen, when he's getting dragged to Harry Potter plays and Broadway shows.
It was
and
probably
exhibition.
His idea. Right. He wasn't dragged to anything.
I sent him. I said, they're opening this. Would you like to go? He said, yes.
Yes, I would.
If I said to my wife,
can you get us in early?
And we both got hats when we walked in. We got to pick our house. He went Gryffindor. House? I'm a Slytherin.
He is totally
what
a
in
Gryffindor.
The world?
It is. You. Wow. Santo, bro, come on, man. Come back. We don't want to lose you, too.
CD for me in Twitch. You're calling me a loser. You log on with your dumb screen name every day and listen to the loser Courtney talk for 4 hours. Who's the loser? I'm laughing straight to the bank, pal.
Would you go?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Would Santo go to a Harry Potter fantasy camp?
No.
Yes, he would.
Wait, do they have that?
They gotta have that.
I'm Googling it, right?
Well, What was the movie, Greg? What was the movie, Greg, with the kid that was Stifler's mom, and they went
American Pie?
No, and they went out with Paul Rudd was in it, and they went to this big park, and everybody was dressed up like wizards.
Oh, something 40.
Role models.
Role models, and they were out there, and they had a whole little like is the
sound LARPing.
No, he doesn't. But there were people, and I don't kink shame.
Don't knock and the hustle.
There were a lot of people at this event last night, which was a cocktail hour.
LARPing. How many? Honestly,
what is a LARP?
I have no idea.
Live action role play.
Like, what are you doing? Where have you been?
You don't know that?
I've been in a world that exists.
Every man knows that. Live action role playing.
I don't think Curtis has a right to stand. He has no ground to stand on. He just watches Tom Brady highlights all the time. Right. What's the difference?
Something actually happened in real life. Another thing was written by someone else.
How many women at the event last night, honestly?
I would say
over and under 4.5.
No, there were a lot of women there with men. Courtney. And there was a guy I was talking to, I'm blanking on his name right now, at the event last night. He doesn't work here, but he knew somebody that works here. And he was talking to me, and I said, oh, I'm leaving right now because my husband and I are going to the exhibition. And he's like, oh, my God, I want to go to that so bad. He and his wife were standing there. I saw it on the news today.
Wait a minute. Is this true? Bobes, who's listening to the show, says Santo is a huge LARP guy?
No.
Oh.
Would you know, though? Like, maybe he's a live-action role player and you don't know it.
I would know if Santo was a LARPer.
I feel like that would have made its way into their bedroom.
I would.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Did you know he wrote White Raven?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm very impressed by White Raven.
Wiggy, you should write Black Raven that just mocks it. Greg, I have a question for the audience, because I think I lean towards nerd, but I don't know which voice I like better. Mocking, high-pitched Courtney voice or the nerd voice?
No, the nerd voice is the best. All right, Santo.
Yeah.
Does he have a wand?
No. They were selling them last night, though.
We did buy some things
from the pro shop, if you will.
Oh my God!
We got some.
Did he get a Dumbledore jersey?
No.
That he can wear on game days.
No, we only did food. We only did food, so we did like chocolate frogs. We did a chocolate snitch.
Nice.
Delicious.
Nanolet.
Wow.
That's chocolate snitches level. Get stitches.
The right. Chocolate frogs are actually delicious. It's like a Rice Krispie on the inside.
Oh, that wow.
That is next level nerdism at its best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. Well, you learn a lot about people. Right. You work with them every day, and sometimes you don't know.
Was there a lot of sword fighting last night?
No.
Isn't there big swords in like Harry Potter?
No, there's no swords in Harry
there's
Potter.
There's one
whatsoever.
Sword.
Oh, there's a lot of wands.
It was on display.
A lot of wand fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if that's what Santo likes. Trying to help him out, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does he wear a cape?
No.
No.
No, just a sweater cape.
Yes.
That was a great no.
All right. We're way behind here, but that's okay. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
Let's get to, at this moment, to Courtney and an update on what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bills took down the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football. Final score 31-10. But the headline this morning is Tua Tagovailoa, who went down with a concussion in the third quarter when he took a hit from DeMar Hamlin. This was the third diagnosed concussion of Tua's NFL career. He is out indefinitely. The Patriots take on Seattle at Gillette on Sunday, kickoff at 1 p.m. And the Red Sox fell to the Yankees in 10 innings. 2-1 was the final. Cooper Criswell went 5 1/3, giving up one run on four hits while striking out four. Tyler O'Neill talked about his approach at the plate as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I was just trying to get a ball over the plate I could put a good swing on. Got it on the second pitch.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. Another one in the Bronx tonight, 7:05 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:05 for the Mass Mutual pregame show, and then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And for your apple pie, apple crumble, apple snacks, and the apple of your eye, apples are now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, get a tote bag full of apples, Macintosh, Gala, or Ginger Gold for just 99 cents a pound. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. And I really want Rich Keefe as the crossover today because Rich Keefe, if you want to talk nerd alerts, he is the king.
Yep.
And I mean that as a compliment.
All right, host of the Dorkcast.
Yes, yep. Dork Pod is very, very popular. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. And Santo is a truly good man. 64 degrees, mostly sunny, afternoon high of 83. Chocolate frog bracelet, a bargain. $15.
Yes.
You can get it right now.
I mean, and you thought you said they were delicious.
Really, really good.
Yes.
Yep.
I think at one point, Santo swallowed one of the swords.
Oh, my God.
Did he not? Have you ever seen that trick, Wiggy?
Yeah, I have.
It is amazing. All right, we'll be right back. It is a Patriots Friday, and this week's Cross Insurance Player Spotlight is on, Wiggy.
I would put it on Ramondre Stevenson.
Mm-hmm. I was going to put it on Jacoby Brissett.
Ramondre.
You are?
Because
did you forget about Dre?
Because it's about him, right? If you can run the ball well, Jacoby Brissett is just the passenger.
Yeah.
It's more about him, and I know he becomes part of that offensive line, but that's where the focus is. It's about what you could do in the running game, and Mayo told us we want to run the football. If you have success running the football early and often, now you have a way better chance of winning the game. If not, I mean, listen, we all think Jacoby Brissett's a nice guy, but I don't think there are many people that believe he can win football games
for you if he has to.
If you have to throw the football.
So if you're down in this game by a touchdown or whatever.
Right. Or if your running game's not working, I don't think many people feel like, all right, throwing the football, he's going to be able to help you win the game.
Well, Alex Van Pelt on this radio station today at 12:30, and so
really,
yes, you'll get a little insight.
Is this new?
Yes.
This is interesting.
The coordinators are on all season long.
Oh wow! I did not know that. You knew that?
I didn't know that.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's a big change of our Patriots Monday and Friday programming.
Oh
this
wow,
year.
That is really interesting.
Ken Laird negotiated it himself.
12:30. I got to check that out.
Do you guys like the Patriots this weekend?
I do because it was the one game that we thought they could win on the schedule prior to last week. Right. So, I mean, I do, yeah.
That injury to Kenneth Walker is going to hurt them too.
Yeah.
So, I like the Pats.
It ends up being, you're right about Ramondre Stevenson, but also it ends up being about the defense and if they can play the way they played.
But don't we all have confidence in the defense? Like, I mean, honestly, based on, like, even Jelani Tavai talked about it. Like, the defensive mentality is still the same with the way we feel like Bill had them thinking, right? Just the way the vibe is different. The system's probably still the same. So we feel confident in the defense, especially after what we saw in week one. We all going into the season felt like they were going to be a good defense. We were just like, oh, who's going to replace Judon? And it looks like Keon White's doing a good job. So, like, the defense we feel
also,
fine about.
The fact that you have a great game in the NFL – and they come in and test you the next day is an insult.
Yeah, they do that all the time, it seems like, when guys have good games. But that's the NFL for you.
But the players post that as a means to take a shot at the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just exactly what the NFL wants, which is people to see that they're testing these guys.
Yeah.
So, but that's why I look at
it. But it is kind of an insult to the player.
Of course.
But I don't know. I mean, if you're not doing anything, how's it an insult?
What are you testing me for?
Because they're assuming that the reason you can't have a good game because you're a great football player.
So do you think there's been times Keon White's been tested after a game he didn't play well?
I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah. What? Of course he has. He just hasn't posted the picture like, oh my God,
but
I had a good
game. But we see way too many guys that have great games that they post it afterwards.
But we also see a bunch of guys have great games and never post anything.
Right.
No, I know that, but...
And now Keon White's not suspended the last I checked, right?
Nah.
No.
So he did it clean, and that's awesome.
It's just weird when you have to test. Like, when a guy's getting tested a lot, like, the NFL thinks something's up.
He should eat again this week, by the way. Like, this Seattle offensive line is horrendous. They gave up two safeties in the first half against the Denver freaking Broncos. This Patriots defense should dominate in this game.
Hmm. You're taking the Pats?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
I'm hesitant, though. Like,
you are?
I like getting the 3.5 points.
Home.
But
it's 3.5 at home.
I know. I get nervous because, you know, guys like DK Metcalf scare me.
You should get nervous. You're at the point where, you know, every loss is not good for you.
Yeah, you know.
Come on, Sean. Nick is going to be all over you, too.
Who, Costos?
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's going to be like, yeah, that happens sometimes.
But now you look at that Miami game a lot different when it comes to the schedule.
Yep. Max return.
You Mac Jones or Tom Brady?
I look at Miami in a whole different way.
I know. So you were looking at that week 5.
Yep.
You were looking at that when we were talking about it last night with Jake C as a loss.
Right.
Now you're not.
Now you know what? I think it's really about who the quarterback is for the Dolphins. Who's the backup down there in Miami?
Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, like I think it's really now.
He stinks.
Yeah, exactly. Because the Dolphins had high expectations now. Where do they go from there? And if I'm a Patriots fan, that's the perfect game. To play Drake May. That is the perfect game to play him. So
you're going to lose to the Niners, I think, we would assume.
You
think the Jets game is winnable. I don't know.
No, I think the Jets win.
So you're going to be 2-2 going into that Miami game.
Yes, and that I think would be the perfect place. And even if you, like, let's say they win, what's Jacoby Brissett doing? Is he throwing another 120 yards, no touchdowns, just managing? Like, Drake May can do that.
Yeah. I bet we're going to have a better understanding of the Jets, though, after this week. Because if they don't look great against the Titans.
Right.
The Titans' defense is really good.
But they're not. But it's not the 49ers.
Oh, absolutely.
Against.
No, I think you're right. I also just, if anybody's wondering when Bill Belichick will say positive things about the Patriots, if Mac is starting for the Dolphins, it'll be week 5.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. The Subaru of New England text line is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And can we stop with Tom Brady to the Miami Dolphins? Text after text after text.
Why?
Perfect way for him to get out of the booth elegantly.
I think those texts are from @GregOlson2.
It's a real thing.
It's not.
All right.
It is not. Why is it?
Let me take out my Harry Potter magic wand here and show you why it's a real thing. Uh-huh. Excuse me. Thanks for the bagels, Curtis.
Anything for you, Wiggs. I love you.
Tom Brady, before he got in the booth.
A pumpernickel.
I had whatever. It was a blueberry.
It's Stanley
I think it was
joke.
Blueberry.
Oh, blueberry.
Are there any pumpkin ones?
If you get a pumpkin bagel, I don't want to know you.
Tom Brady, before the season started, I believe it was on a yacht or something like that, put out a video basically saying to all the quarterbacks in the league, young quarterbacks, don't test me and have me have to come out of retirement. You guys remember that video?
I do.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm. I think it was on a yacht in the Mediterranean or something.
Right. We all know Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time, but by being the greatest quarterback of all time comes with what? The biggest ego to ever exist, right? I mean, just that's the way it is when when you come up in the game like you did and you're very confident in yourself, you get an ego that's massive. So Tom Brady, week 1, after Dallas and Cleveland getting absolutely destroyed nationally, locally, on how bad he is. Like, he's Jason Witten territory. And that's, you know, so that's got to hurt the ego when it comes about that. Also, Miami was trying to get him to come there many a times.
Correct.
Right?
That was the tampering thing.
That was the whole tampering thing. We know
Stephen Ross and Brady's buddy, who's a minority owner of that franchise.
And we know Brady lives in Miami and has a house down there. And we also know that Mike McDaniels, when talked about Bill Belichick said, I would do anything just to have Bill be in the building. The Miami Dolphins are a playoff team, or a playoff team last year, had high expectations, have an unbelievable talent on the offensive end. And right, maybe a couple weeks ago, I don't know if you heard this, Tyreek Hill, what's one of the things if he could do, he would want to do?
Win a championship.
Nope. I play with Tom Brady.
He said that?
He said that. I got to find the audio. They said, if there was one thing you could do, Tyreek, what would you want to do?
Yeah.
And he said, play with Tom Brady.
I thought he said drive the speed limit.
I appreciate that everybody wants to speculate about. I think it's more likely that, and not because I said it earlier, but I think Mac Jones is a more likely choice when it comes to that football.
Can I just ask a question about the Tom Brady situation? So he's not allowed to interview players and stuff currently for his Fox job, right?
Right.
Wouldn't that same rule prevent him from coming back to the NFL?
He'd have to want that more. He'd have to, in order to leave Fox, he'd have to say goodbye to, how much, Curtis? $300
million? $375.
Yeah.
$375 million. He'd have to say goodbye to any kind of an ownership stake in the in the Raiders.
Yep.
And you think his ego is that big.
Right. And you think Fox is probably like, hey, Tom, listen, we'll give you $100 million for you to go. Well, you know. You don't think there's concern?
So even before this
after
injury,
one week of in the booth,
you don't think there's concern with Fox?
Absolutely, there is.
That we might have gave this guy $300 million.
The ratings,
and he might not be
the
that
ratings
good.
Were good.
Yeah. The ratings were good. Here's what I will say. I guarantee you that there are outs like you read about in the Fox contract. And I think it was Florio. I don't remember who was making it. It might have been Albert Breer. But there was a discussion about Brady and how they believe it's this year he's doing Fox. He'll do the Super Bowl. And then he will officially become the minority owner and leave Fox at the end of this season. Greg Olson goes back to the number one chair. Everybody moves on. So if he was willing to do that, then the picture we have on Twitch right now may come to fruition. That's from Darius Butler last night on social media saying, it's time for you, Tom, to go to the Dolphins.
Looks good. He even looks younger in that uniform. Wow.
He is handsome.
That looks really good.
That is my magic wand right there.
And he just put a video out of him throwing a football, what he's always doing, like throwing a football and dropping it into a bucket 75 yards away because he's Brady.
I mean, D sees it in the Twitch chat, says, imagine the ratings for an AFC championship game, Tom Brady, Miami Dolphins v. Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick.
Who? And what does Christopher, what's your middle name?
John.
John Curtis always say, there's only one guy that can beat Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, there's two.
No. One guy that can really do it.
He always says there's two.
The other guy gets lucky. Let's be honest.
Right.
He's injured. There's only one guy that can.
The other guy lost to Jacoby Brissett week one.
The other guy can't grab a water bottle.
There's only one guy that can beat Brady when it counts. I mean, beat Mahomes when it counts. Excuse me.
It's Thomas.
And that's Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. You don't think the Miami Dolphins owner?
Could you imagine the tickets if Brady comes back week five with the Dolphins? Holy guacamole.
You don't think, what's the owner's name down there?
Stephen Ross, Michigan guy.
The Michigan guy. You don't think he's calling? Liz, if the 49ers were going to do it, and in Courtney, you're saying Tua's probably done for the year based on, you don't think that there are people.
Yeah, they'll probably ask, but I don't think Tom Brady's going to come back.
Tom Brady is being criticized for how he does.
Greg has a scoop for sure.
Uh-oh.
No, I got a text on the personal phone.
Ooh, okay.
If you want me to share it.
Okay.
What, you got two phones?
It's from Santo.
Oh, damn. I thought it was something connected to Brady.
It says, Tom Brady is great, but can he play Quidditch?
He's going to kill you. He is going to kill you. Yeah.
Has he ever played Quidditch?
No. Oh. I believe at Middlebury College there is a Quidditch club.
The hell is Quidditch?
There's actually Quidditch clubs at a lot of colleges.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can play Quidditch at Middlebury.
Actually, I have a list of every university with the Quidditch program.
They have a great program up there for Quidditch.
And that's the thing with Brady. He's close to the game, so anytime a good team loses a quarterback, there was whispers when Green Bay's quarterback got hurt. But now you're looking, anytime a legit team loses their quarterback for, it looks like, for a long time?
I don't think he's coming back.
All right.
All right, should we do a poll?
Sure.
Should the Dolphins or will the Dolphins contact?
Will
the Dolphins contact Tom Brady?
Well, no. I don't. I mean, I'm sure they're going to contact.
Yeah. Will Tom take it?
Would Tom Brady prefer playing quarterback for the Miami Dolphins?
Oh, I think if the Dolphins called, he'd definitely
do
it.
You don't think they will?
I don't know.
Maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. Would you call?
Hell yeah.
They're going to call.
He's a couple years. Is he 2 years removed from the game? Yes.
What type of phone plan do they have?
This would be his.
This is his second season.
Yes, it's not going to a second year. I would. You got Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, all that talent you got. Brady doesn't have to do much. Mike McDaniel's a great coach. And Tua was one of the guys that got the ball out of his hands quickly. You could do that with Brady. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a Patriots Friday. And a lot going on when it comes to the Miami Dolphins and what happened to Tua last night, which was awful. You can talk about that all day long right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.